This is Fresh Air. We just heard from Neil Young. This is not Neil Young.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
That's Jimmy Fallon's impression of Neil Young doing the theme from the TV series The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. It's one of several music parodies Fallon's done on a show late night that's now collected on his CD, Blow Your Pants Off. The album also includes newly recorded music comedy. Jimmy Fallon became known for his impressions when he was a cast member on Saturday Night Live, but he became even better known on SNL for co-anchoring Weekend Update with Tina Fey. Fallon took over late night from Conan O'Brien when O'Brien left to prepare to take over The Tonight Show in 2009. Fallon talked about his music impressions when we spoke last year. Jimmy Fallon, welcome to Fresh Air. It's great to have you on the show.
I'm a big fan. Thank you so much for having me on.
One of the things I love about your show is it gives you an opportunity to do your music impressions. You're amazing when it comes to doing music impressions of people like Neil Young and Bob Dylan. So let's just hear an example of it first. So this is you doing the Willow Smith song,
Willow
Whip
Smith,
My Hair.
Yeah.
And she's the daughter of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Yeah, she's a very good hip-hop song. Goes, I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. Yeah, it's a big hit song. So this is me doing Neil Young doing Whip My Hair with Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, so here it is. So that's Jimmy Fallon doing Neil Young. We didn't have time here for the Springsteen part. Maybe we'll get to that a little later. But so what's so interesting about how you do this is you're not only doing Neil Young's voice, you're rewriting the song the way Neil Young would sing it because he's such an idiosyncratic singer in terms of the way he re-melodicizes things. So can you talk about like doing Neil Young?
I always kind of had a Neil Young impression, like everyone does, you know. But
I was a great writer.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You must have sang along with a few songs. I've heard you do Harvest Moon. So I've always just had it as an impressionist. I think every impressionist has a Neil Young. Let's just say that. But you never know what to do with it. You know, once you have it, it's like having a Jack Nicholson impression. Everyone's got one. What do you do with it? So there's a great writer. This is just a tip of the hat to my writing staff. A writer said, why don't you do a version of Neil Young? We'll do a nice version of Willow Smith's Whip My Hair. And I go, oh, that's funny. That'd be cool. I go, also, Bruce Springsteen's coming on. Would you think he would do a duet with me if we wrote a fake duet with me as fake Neil Young and him really as him? He goes, let's get to it. So we sat down. We had a guitar. He had a guitar, and we just sat around my office, and I'm trying to think of, like, how Neil would do it. And it's a lot of G chord into D chords and maybe throw in, like, an A minor in there. And it's like whip my hair back and forth. Just whip it. You know, and they get the harmonica going, the harmonica thing around the neck. And then I go, and Bruce has got to come in. He's got to go, like, you got to whip your hair. Whip my hair back and forth. You got to whip your hair. You know, he's got to jump in with that energy. And now I go, and so we recorded it on our phone, you know, with just a scratch recording of me and him. And we're laughing, and we record the thing, and we send it over to Bruce Springsteen's manager. And Bruce Springsteen, his manager gets it, and he goes, Bruce loves it. He thinks it's hilarious. He, his kids know Whip My Hair. And so, and he's seen you do Neil Young on the show, and he's game. He goes, here's our idea. Do you want Bruce to dress like young Bruce from the 70s? So I right, my mouth is, my jaws, I'm like, of course, yeah. I didn't even think that he would even put on a, I mean, when are you going to get Bruce Springsteen in a wig? I'm telling you right now, it'll
and,
never
and
happen.
A fake mustache and beard.
Yeah, and a fake beard. And, I mean, this is from the Born to Run era, you know, floppy hat. This is cover of Newsweek and Time Magazine Bruce Springsteen, where you go, whoa, this is the future of rock and roll Bruce Springsteen. So it, the fact that he's game for this, I go, okay, we'll get a beard. And we'll get a, he goes, and we'll get a floppy hat. I go, no problem. He goes, and Bruce said he's going to bring his sunglasses from the Born to Run tour.
That's
his
so great.
Actual mirrored sunglasses. I go, okay, he's game. So he comes over. We have great hair and makeup girls, Cindy Lou and Courtney are in there. They put the sun, he brings his sunglasses out. They tape a beard on him because they want to put glue on his face. So he has tape, a beard taped to him. And he goes, you got the floppy hat. And we put the floppy hat on him. He goes, whoa, this looks exactly like it. This is great. This is great. I go. Well, also, we have a wig. Do you want to try the wig on? He goes, what? No. No. What are you trying to do to me? No, I don't want to wear a wig. I go, okay, no problem. No big deal. So everyone leaves the room. It's just me and Bruce. We're kind of laughing. And I the door's closed. And I go, hey, it's just us. You want to just try the wig on? He's like, what? I go, just try the wig. I mean, it's got the curls on it. I think it'll be the final touch. He goes, all right, hurry up, put the wig on. So I put a wig on Bruce Springsteen, and I'm putting this wig on him, and he's laughing. And then we put the floppy hat and the beard and the glasses, and he looks at the mirror, and he goes, whoa! And that was it.
And then to top it all off, Springsteen throws in a little Thunder Road thing toward the end. So
yeah.
So why don't we hear the part where Bruce Springsteen comes in and joins you as Neil Young.
With my hair back and forth, with my hair back and forth, ripping real good. All my ladies, if you feel me, whip your hair. Do it, whip your hair. Whip your hair.
So that's such a great moment. Were there Neil Young records you just steeped yourself in before doing that? Do you listen to a lot of the performer you're going to do before you do them?
Yeah, I think I have one of those things. When I grew up, I had, you know, I've always done impressions. So I think if I listen to a record long enough, so I'll listen to Harvest, and I'll listen to the whole album, and then I could do Neil Young. You know, I can listen to, you know, Blonde on Blonde, you know, and I'll do Bob Dylan. You know, I could watch an episode of Jerry Seinfeld, and by the end, I'm just walking around my house. You know, I'm talking like Jerry Seinfeld. What is that? What are you doing? Who is there? What's going on? You know, I just had that thing. When I grew up, I just start talking like people. I always had that. I would go visit a friend of mine's house, and I come back, and my mom was like, you're talking like Joey Gonzalez, because I would sound like my best friend. I would just imitate him, you know?
If you're just joining us, my guest is Jimmy Fallon, the host of Late Night.
Thank you, Terry. Terry, did you ever have a different voice when you were starting in radio?
Yes.
What was your other voice? Was it wackier?
It wasn't wacky. It was just kind of more like this. I was so... When I get nervous, my voice... Anyways, this used to be the case. When I'd get nervous, my voice would rise approximately an octave. And and I'd speak like really super fast. So... you know, and when I started hosting the show, it was when I started hosting on a college station. I was hosting like a feminist radio show, but I was talking kind of like this. So I always thought I sounded kind of like a feminist Minnie Mouse.
That is great, because I always loved. I'm obsessed with radio. I love radio so much. And I, as a comedian, I used to have to do radio like morning zoo crew shows at like 7 in the morning.
As a guest. Yeah, okay. Just
so I can plug the tickets to, so they can sell a comedy show. You know, I was doing comedy clubs when I was like, you know, 18 and 19. So I'd have to sell them out, and I'd have to go on radio shows. I'm like, good morning. We're here with Jimmy Fallon on the air. And Jimmy, I mean, you know, let me tell you something. Saturday Night Live isn't funny anymore. Our weatherman hates your guts. He's like, yeah, I don't like you, Jimmy Fallon. You know, and I have to get in fights at 7 in the morning, you know. It's like, and they try to be shocking. They're like,
So anyway, I was getting my prostate checked the other day. It's 7:15 in the a.m. I got it.
And I go, you got to be kidding me. Who wants to hear about this guy? And they're the nicest to you off the air. They go like, hey, Jimmy, thanks for being here at the Z103. You're the greatest. Saturday Live couldn't be funnier. Thank you so much. Are you ready to be on the air? I go, I'm ready to be on the air. I was like, perfect. Here we go. We're going to be on the air in 2 seconds. Okay.
And we're back. Jimmy Fallon here. He's on Saturday Night Dead. That's what I call it, because it hasn't been funny in 15 years.
You know, and it's like, I go, you just told me over the commercial break that you liked it.
Is that what you'd actually say?
No. I would actually try to defend the show stupidly because I wasn't old enough to figure out that this is all a game. You know, it's just like, okay, he's just trying to rattle me so that he can get a good quote out of me.
So I want to end with another clip of you doing an impression, and this is you doing Bob Dylan singing the theme from Charles in Charge, the old Tony Danza show. It's no, so
Scott,
much fun.
Scott Baio, actually.
Scott Baio?
Scott Baio was Charles.
Oh, I'm thinking it's the Tony Danza one.
Who's the boss? You're thinking
I'm not thinking of who's the boss. You're right. I'm thinking who's the boss.
Yeah, exactly. But poor Tony Danza, by the way, he played Tony in every TV show he was on.
Right.
Can't you give him a different Italian name?
Why
does he always have to be Tony?
So why Charles in Charge? Why Dylan and Charles in Charge?
Well, it's almost the same thing as the Neil thing, is that I can do an impression of Bob Dylan, but we want to pick something that was fun and different. And we just thought that there was that one cadence of Charles in Charge of our days and our nights, Charles in Charge of our wrongs and our rights. There's the words to the theme song. And we were just laughing, me and this writer, Mike DiCenzo, and he was going like, Charles in Charge of our days and our nights, of our wrongs and our rights. And it's like, it kind of weirdly sounds like a Dylan thing. So so we did like a Dylan-esque version of that, where you have to play the harmonica's different than Neil Young's harmonica,
right,
whereas it's higher pitched and more screechy, and then it's like, and then when he gets to that weird, it's like he stops saying words at some point because he's like, I want child, child of me. I want child of me, and it's almost like a Jello thing or something in his throat at just certain points of his singing. And I'm a huge fan, of course, of Bob Dylan. So the fact that we were able to pull this off, it came off pretty cool. I was happy with the end result.
Well, Jimmy Fallon, I think you're really incredible. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, you're the best. This was so much fun. I feel like I actually have inhaled fresh air.
Great. Thank you.
This is phenomenal.
And here is Jimmy Fallon as Bob Dylan. Thank you again.
New boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs and is understood. He's just there to take good care of me like he's one of the family. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights. Now I want Charles in charge of me.
Jimmy Fallon is the host of NBC's Late Night. His new comedy album is called Blow Your Pants Off. To hear my entire interview with Jimmy Fallon, which was recorded last year, visit our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. John Sheehan edited and directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.
I want Charles in charge of me.